Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Film Festival Radio this morning. Hope that you are having a really cool Monday so far. I know we were only, just a few hours into Monday, but it's okay. If you're not having a great day, it's okay. It'll mellow out. It'll get better, I promise you. And you know what? Maybe we can help you with that because we tune in. That's it. Just tune in. If you are tuned in, you are in for a treat because our guest will, about 6-7 more minutes. Our guest will be calling us in. We're talking about television celebrity designer Genevieve Gorder. And I am such a longtime fan of hers, and I'm sure millions of you out there are as well. If you're like me, we remember Genevieve back when she was on Trading Spaces when it kind of first started, and she's just had so much success with her design work on television and off television as well, because she's done a lot of clients in the business world and the entertainment world. She's just a major success story. And so that brings me to why she is coming to our show. She is here, or will be here, to talk about May being Lyme Disease Awareness Month. Yes, definitely so. And I think we have her on board right now. Good morning. Do we have Genevieve? Hello? Hello? Do we have Genevieve?
You do. Is this Janice?
Yes. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
I am excellent. I was just saying how long I have been one of your longest, most dedicated fans. I loved you back when you were doing some of your design in your bare feet. I thought that was so cute.
I mean, I love you already. You had me at hello.
Okay. Well,
thank you for being loyal.
You...
I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. How could we not be loyal to such great work and great talent? And you've had so much success on television with your design work and off television as well. So we are here because, and this is something I did not know. I did not know that May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and you are a spokesperson for this dreaded disease. So tell us all about your work with all of this, the Global Lyme Alliance and Terminex and such.
Yeah, of course. Happy to. I mean, May is Global Lyme Disease Awareness Month, which we need because there is no cure for Lyme disease as of today. I contracted Lyme disease about 10 years ago and didn't know I had had it. I knew something was wrong with me, but kept testing and testing and testing because Lyme is the great masquerader. It presents itself as a myriad of different diseases and everything I kept showing up negative to. We tested Lyme many times. I was negative for that too. Not until about the 8th or 9th month of testing and just being kind of a vigilante for my own health did we figure out I actually had indeed contracted Lyme. Now, Lyme only blooms every 4 to 6 weeks in your body. If you think about it like a terrible little flower that's inside your body, you can only test positive when it's in bloom. So on a Tuesday, I could test negative for Lyme, and on Wednesday, I could be very positive. So you have to keep testing so you can catch it. That's one thing I want everyone to know. Now, I've partnered with Terminex for Global Lyme Disease Awareness Month because they've created a great new system of protection against Lyme disease. It's called the Tick Defend System. Over 75% of all Lyme disease cases have been contracted near or right by the house because we spent most of our outdoor time next to our house, in our yards. So much like we've been treating mosquitoes for decades, we now have a defense system against ticks, and it protects your family and your home against all seven different species of ticks. I wish we had had this a decade ago, because I probably wouldn't be sitting here.
Yes, absolutely. I'll tell you something that I did not know. Whenever you know, I think of Lyme disease, I always think that it's something that you can contract when you're in the woods, in the wild.
Right.
I never knew about my yard, never thought about
it. Well, if you think about it, the time we spend in the woods versus the time we spend in our yard, you know, probably like this, right? So mm-hmm. Ticks can live on any blade of grass, any leaf of any tree, and we have plenty of that in our yards. So I think it's because of that mythology that probably more people than necessary have contracted Lyme. They don't think they can get it if they're in their backyard, and they absolutely can, and most do. So 10% of all the proceeds from the Terminex Tick Defense System will go to help the Global Lyme Alliance. This is a nonprofit organization that really spreads awareness about the disease, information and research, education with Lyme, which is necessary. So we get the funding to do the research to find the cure.
So in addition to working with this new invented product that Terminex has, what else can people do to be proactive as far as themselves, their pets, and their kids? What can be done?
Well, beyond the tick defense system, I think you have to go OG, and you just have to wear those long pants when you're walking through the grass. You may not be able to go barefoot if you're in a heavy tick region of the country. Barefoot in the grass is probably not the best idea. Tick checks at night are crucial, and our pets bring in a lot of ticks. So check them first, the kids second, and yourself last. They love warm areas of the body. So head, where your hair is a perfect breeding ground. Armpits, et cetera, ticks are definitely known to gather there.
You are giving me information I had never even thought about. I guess because I'm so, you know, in the city girl. But
oh, look, I live in Manhattan.
Okay, yes.
I am Lyme. Yeah, just think, unless I'm like roughing it and hiking through the forest, I can't get Lyme. Wrong. You can get Lyme anywhere, and it is in every single state. It used to only be really prevalent along the eastern seaboard. And now it's stretched to every single state we have. And with 300,000 getting it every year, yeah, we got to do something because it's getting a little scary.
Oh, my goodness. That is a high number. Oh, that is very,
that's
quite,
a whole city
quite
down.
Scary.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Totally so.
For more information, anyone can go to Terminex.com to figure out how they can better protect their family and their home. And second, for more educational materials, research, and information about awareness and Lyme disease in general, the Global Lyme Alliance is an excellent place to start.
Excellent. Before I let you go, tell us about your new series on the Bravo Network.
Oh, how'd you know?
A little birdie kind of.
That lets you know. I have a couple of new series. We have one on Netflix right now called Stay Here that you can watch anytime. And I have a new series debuting this Wednesday called Best Room Wins. Right after New York Housewives, right before Watch What's Happening Live, 10 o'clock Eastern. It's a sexy time slot, and it's a really sexy show. Elle Decor Magazine has partnered with us. It's a big design competition show, full of luxury, full of debauchery, very Bravo. It's going to be fun.
Oh, my goodness. I got to tune in. I'm so glad it's this week, so I don't have to wait.
I know. Please let us know what you think. I'm excited for this one.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, again, thank you so much. And as I told your publicist, I have been a fan forever, and I finally got to talk with you. And this is a real thrill for me.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate it.
Yeah, same here with you. And we'll tune in to see the new show on Wednesday.
All right, my dear. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, this is a thrill for me. As I told you guys earlier, if you're having a kind of blah Monday, don't worry about it. My Monday was starting off a kind of blah, but now I've just spoken with somebody who's, I'm a big fan of hers, Genevieve Gorder. And yes, in addition to being very talented and gorgeous and talented, you know, with her design talents, she's also very, very smart lady as far as helping us not only with our design dilemmas, but also health. May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and she is one of the spokespeople helping people to get the word out to all of us, viewers, and even if you're not a viewer, maybe you don't even have a TV. Hard to believe, but if you're listening to the sound of my voice, Genevieve has teamed up again with Terminix and also the Global Lyme Alliance organization to get people more aware about the impact and the seriousness and the scariness that Lyme disease is causing so many new cases, an estimated 300,000 new cases in the U.S. each year, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. That is a very, very scary number. But thanks to these organizations and people such as Genevieve trying to get the word out to help people be more aware, help you to become more safe. As I explained to her, I really thought that if you lived in the city, you were kind of safe away from Lyme disease. But as she said, she lives in Manhattan. I live in the downtown area of my city. I figure Lyme disease is something that you get when you go out in the forest or out in the woods. Wrong. Backyards. Backyards are a haven for ticks and Lyme disease. So make sure that you keep yourself, your children, and your pets as safe as possible. And go to the websites that she mentioned and get more information about how you can battle and fight back and maybe not even get Lyme disease, hopefully, at all. None whatsoever. So anyway, I'm just, again, very thankful that she had a chance to stop by and to give us that awareness. And I have learned so much from this brief conversation with her about ticks and Lyme disease. I had no idea that it can go undetected like that for so long. But anyway, thank you, Genevieve, for being our guest. And make sure all of us tune in to her new show on Wednesday night on Bravo. We will have on our website the exact time slots and such for your city and your state. So that's going to do it for this edition of Film Festival Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Genevieve, for dropping in to educate us on the awareness of May being National Lyme Disease Awareness Month. So we'll see you guys on our next show. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.